America, Sarah News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel and terror group Hamas reach a deal to release hostages. Israel's cabinet approved the deal that includes a 24-hour period where the families of victims of Hamas could appeal to the Supreme Court. The deal would include a multi-day ceasefire and the release of 50 women and children held by the terror group. Israel would release roughly 150 Palestinian women and child prisoners as part of the deal. It would not be final until a 24-hour period concludes in which families of Hamas victims have the opportunity to appeal to the Supreme Court. Israel's recalled its ambassador to South Africa back to Jerusalem for consultations ahead of a parliamentary vote.
The two countries' diplomatic relations have recently witnessed a rise in tensions over the Israeli war on Gaza, which has killed thousands of people. The recall came ahead of a vote in South Africa's parliament on a motion to shut down the Israeli embassy and cut all ties with the country until a ceasefire is implemented in Gaza. South Africa announced last week that it's referring what it calls Israel's genocide in Gaza to the International Criminal Court for an investigation. I'm Charles.
Also, SRNNews.com, millions are traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. Correspondent Rita Foley has more.
So many of us will be on the roads or in the air that it's expected to break records. 55 million of us will be traveling, says the AAA. The worst day to be on the highways, Wednesday. The busiest days to fly are today and tomorrow and the Sunday after Thanksgiving. The good news for travelers by plane and car alike, prices are coming down. Airfares are averaging $268 per ticket. That's down 14% from a year ago, according to...
This is SRN News. Another executive loses his job over the Bud Light transgender debacle.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Anheuser-Busch's U.S. marketing chief, Benoit Garbi, will leave at the end of this year, the third company officer who's paid the price for the decision to team up Bud Light with social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a man who is living as a woman. That decision tanked Bud Light sales and pulled Anheuser-Busch's global profits down. It's not clear if the company will recover anytime soon or ever. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Virginia Democrat, whose legislative campaign ended in defeat after it was revealed that she performs on a pornographic website, says she's a victim. Susanna Gibson, who performs with her husband, claims that the revelation of her activities by the news media amounts to a sex crime. Ken Nunenkamp, executive director for the Republican Party of Virginia, says voters probably felt her actions made her unqualified. This is SRN News. Struggles continue in the U.S. housing market.
Used home sales slumped in October to their slowest pace in more than 13 years. Surging mortgage rates and rising prices kept many prospective home buyers on the sidelines. Existing home sales fell 4.1% last month from September. The national median sales price rose nearly 3.5% from October last year to just under $392,000.
Correspondent Greg Clexton. House Judiciary Committee is issuing a subpoena for a prosecutor in the Hunter Biden case. Leslie Wolf, who is a top prosecutor from U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware David Weiss's office, is being asked to show up for testimony December 7th. House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan said Wolf was directly involved in the office's investigation of Biden and that the probe deviated from standard investigative procedures. More details at srnnews.com.